I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, Representative Kevin Kiley, Republican of California, and Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, have sent a letter to FireAid asking for a complete breakdown of all nonprofits that receive funds, including the amount, date, recipient, and purpose of each expenditure. FireAid has until September 2nd, 2025, to produce these documents and information. Of the approximately $100 million raised, FireAid has already granted $75 million to nearly 200 nonprofits. The representatives also called for the remaining $25 million to be distributed by the end of the year. FireAid held a benefit concert in January 2025 and raised over $100 million for victims of the Los Angeles wildfires. However, reports indicate the money went to nonprofits that mostly have nothing to do with wildfire or fire relief. The letter that Mr. Representative Kiley and Representative Jordan sent to FireAid is available on our website at sierrawave.net. Well, there's a opening of La Sueva de Luz, the however grand it ends up being, opening of La Sueva de Luz, the Cave of Light, located at 174 West Line Street in Bishop, from 2 to 8 p.m. this Thursday, August 21st. La Sueva de Luz is a space that displays the Museum of Desert Lights, consisting of the 70 or so decorative lights that have made out of a discarded pieces of metal that Mr. Berry found on the lands around Bishop owned by the City of Los Angeles. Admission to the museum is free. Donations are welcome. All are invited, but only service dogs, please. At present, La Sueva de Luz and the Museum of Desert Lights will be open Thursdays through Mondays from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. A new grief support group will be coming courtesy of Hospice of the Owens Valley starting September 11th through October 29th. It'll be on Thursday nights at 5 p.m. Facilitator is Patrick Thompson. Handbook provided. Donations welcome. Once again, this grief support group will begin on September 11th through October 9th on Thursday nights at 5 p.m. Best to probably reach out to Pioneer Home Health and reserve your space. Well, soon there's going to be something like every weekend. So let's start with the first event that's coming. It's going to be the Tri-County Fair. It's going to be August 28th through the 31st. Then the next weekend is going to be the June Lake Jam Fest, which is going to be September 5th through the 7th. And then the next weekend, you'll want to go out and support the White Mountain District Fire Department. They'll be having their event, a concert, on the 13th. We'll be sharing more information on the news about that. But if you can't wait, you can always go to our Facebook page or sierrawave.net. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Jason Brown with today's news. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it.